This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over. A couple huge things happened today. We have a new Pope. I'll talk about that briefly in a moment. Trade deals, at least one of them, we have that. But we are going to have a long talk about many different things tonight. We're going to go through your emails. Some people are defending James Lankford. Justice John Roberts spoke publicly, said a couple things that are pretty revealing. Joe Biden went on The View. That was both hilarious and illuminating. Colorado is trying to become worse than California. All that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Now, I actually want to begin here with this email because here's the thing that's, I say it's funny, and I guess it is funny because it makes me laugh, but it's definitely odd. You see, I do a radio show. It's not important, right? I'm just a radio host, but I do a radio show for 3 hours a day. And because I'm the one doing the talking, it's just human nature when I'm talking, like when you're talking, you assume people are listening, right? Especially if they're in the same room, they're listening to you. And you get frustrated when they're not. Doesn't that happen to you in your life? Weren't you listening? That happens to me. So you talk for 3 hours a day and you assume the people who are listening are listening. But here's what actually happens. It probably happens to you. It's human nature. It happens to me when I listen. You kind of half listen lots of the time. Maybe you're daydreaming. Maybe you're on your phone, maybe you're cooking, maybe you're at work. So maybe you were half listening a little bit. And when you listen to one show, you probably listen to more than just one. I realize there are people who only listen to the Jesse Kelly Show, but most people will listen to this or that or this or that. And what happens is because they're half listening and because they're listening to multiple shows, people will email you and accuse you of saying things that not only have you never said, you've never even thought. This dude writes me and he says, Jesse, a few months ago on the air, I thought I heard you refer to Catholicism as demonic. With a new pope selected today, are you planning on engaging in any more Catholic bashing? What? I never said any of that. I never thought any of that. Probably more than half my friends are Catholic. I was just in a Catholic church a couple months ago. One of my buddies' kid had going through a Catholic ceremony. I never said that at all. I'm not Catholic, but I respect what you believe. You believe what you believe. So that wasn't me. Now, this is me, and this is going to be the only talk you're probably going to get today about the Pope. Congratulations to Catholics. Especially if you're happy, congratulations. Again, I'm not a Catholic, so it's not my area. If you're upset, I understand there have been social media posts as soon as the guy got the nod today, social media posts indicating that there's a chance that this guy, Prevost, Robert Prevost of America, I should point out, that Robert Prevost is one of these open borders lefty types. And I don't know whether that's true. I don't know whether he posted it. I don't know. What I do know is nothing but respect and congratulations. That's where I come from on that kind of stuff. If you're a Catholic and you're upset, I'm sorry. If you're a Catholic and you're thrilled, maybe you're doing shots of holy water right now. Congratulations to you. Sounds good. Not shots of holy water, Chris. I mean, some other kind of holy water, whiskey or something like that. Either way. Congratulations to everybody. There you go. You have a new pope. Now, I will say this, though. This is probably going to be more for the people, not who are necessarily upset about the pope, but for people who are upset at their pastor or a politician. Maybe you're upset at Trump or a senator or someone like this. I will say this is a large reason why I take painstaking steps to ensure I never become a fan of any man. None. There's not a man who exists that I look to with, wow, man, I'm a big fan of that guy. Just whatever he says, I believe it. I'm just not that way. People are fallible, all of them. No matter what role they play, no matter what uniform they put on, we're all just people. So there. If you're upset with the whole thing, I'm sorry it didn't work out the way you wanted. If you're thrilled, congratulations to you. Let us move on because there's all kinds of other things in the news that don't involve popes. And so let's begin with some things that happened, some other big things. Trump announced a trade deal with the UK.
This morning, I'm thrilled to announce that we have reached a breakthrough trade deal with the United Kingdom. The deal includes billions of dollars of increased market access for American exports, especially in agriculture, dramatically increasing access for American beef, ethanol, and virtually all of the products produced by our great farmers. In addition, the UK will reduce or eliminate numerous non-tariff barriers that unfairly discriminated against American products. But this is now turning out, I think, really to be a great deal for both countries because it'll be really great for the UK also.
Okay, we got a trade deal with the UK. People are asking, what do I think about it? Am I happy about it? Am I angry about it? I know I'm supposed to come on here and give you some definitive statement about everything that's happening, but I don't know. I don't know because I don't know how it's going to work out, and nobody else does. A trade deal with another country is very common. We've had one forever, NAFTA and other things. A trade deal, you get with another country and you agree, hey, we're going to sell you silk at a discounted price and you're going to sell us cotton at a discounted price and it'll all work out and it's beneficial for both countries. Now, I have a hard time believing Trump would negotiate a deal that's bad for us. Foreign policy Trump is very good. Dealmaker Trump is very good. And Trump does love the United States of America. So I would assume the deal is good. But I don't know how it will turn out for every American or every industry in the end. I do want to say this, though, about the tariffs and the trade deals and stuff like that. Let's pause on those for a moment because this will come back to the point I'm making. There's something about the climate change movement, which actually we will talk about on this show a little bit. There's something about that movement that probably doomed that movement from the very beginning. I know it's still around. I know it's still very powerful. I got all that. But a lot of people think we've reached peak climate change insanity, that it's just kind of being rejected over and over again by people. And you know what rejected, what really, really doomed the climate nutters? It's not the fact that they want to murder billions of people. That's kind of a side issue. The climate nutters are constantly trying to make your life worse and then constantly trying to explain to you why it's okay that your life is getting worse and why you should be okay with your life getting worse. And when you are in any kind of a leadership position or even a sale, we'll just call it sales. We'll make it about sales because that's really what you're doing. You're selling. When you're selling that to people, that is an impossible sell. I think back to my RV sales days. The goal is to explain to the person why this RV is better and why this RV will, in some roundabout way, make your life better. You'll get to sleep here when you're working in the oil field. You'll get to enjoy family memories here. The air conditioning works. You'll get to stay cool in the summer. You're selling what makes it better. Well, the climate change movement failed because it's Jimmy Carter telling you, well, sorry, if you're cold, put on a sweater. No, you can't drive this. No, you shouldn't eat meat. Here's some cockroaches. Eat those instead. No, you should do without this. You should do without that. That's an impossible sell. For the Trump tariff trade stuff, I have heard these talking points from Trump and Bessent and a lot of people, because there are all kinds of justifications, good justifications for more protectionism, more trade. And there are good justifications, there are good arguments against it, for and against it, as I've said. But the talking points of you don't need this much stuff, Hey, you have, what did they say the other day? You've got $20 from China. You don't need $20. You can make do with $2. Even if you agree with what they're saying, even if you agree conceptually, I'm not talking about you or me specifically, that's an impossible sell to the masses. It doesn't work. Hey, let me tell you why you're going to have less if I get what I want. It doesn't sell. And it will never sell. Just a word of caution. Let's move on. Let's talk about something that does really matter. Ed Martin was going to be the head attorney, U.S. attorney of D.C., and he's not anymore. And somebody's defending James Lankford. Ooh, we have a few things to get to in just a moment. Before we get to those things, let me talk to you about taking care of your dog. And your cat. Dogs don't get nutrition from dog food. Neither do cats. The food is all brown because it's all dead. That's the color of dead things. Green things are alive. So you don't have to change out your dog's food. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's a nutritional supplement with omega oils and antioxidants, and your dog's breath will improve. Did you know that? Fred used to have a problem after every single meal. The kind of problem that involved cleaning products and paper towels. Every meal. Do you know what that was like? Rough Greens, instantly gone. Took it away. You want your dog to live longer and be healthier? Get a free Jumpstart trial bag. Put it on your dog's food. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. The week is almost over. And that reminds me, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours dedicated to you and your questions. So get them in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before I get to this email defending James Lankford, and we'll have a talk about this is going to lead us to Ed Martin, to the GOP, to this or that. I was reading this little story. It was a book I'm reading last night. It's a book about Vietnam. Doesn't matter what it is. I actually don't care for it that much, so I'm not going to recommend it to you. But it's a book about Vietnam. It's a true story about the war in Vietnam. And on this particular story, they wanted an outpost outside of the base, an outpost where they could observe who's coming to the base, who's going. It's a very common thing to have a separate little post that can observe. That's a common thing. Okay. So they took this squad, it was 10 dudes, and they had them set up the outpost. They brought them to the outpost. And after they got the outpost set up, they had sandbags and everything set up. The guys are looking around the outposts and they're taking account of what they have and what they don't have. And they realize, hey, we have enough ammunition for today. But if we get overrun, we don't have enough ammo to fight off waves of people. We're going to die. You know, if 50 guys, 100 guys come and try to swarm this outpost, we don't have the ammo. Okay, well, it's not the end of the world. They radioed back to base. And they said, hey, we need more grenades. They really needed grenades. We need more magazines. We need more stuff. Base said, okay, you can have more stuff. Absolutely. I'm paraphrasing, but we'll get right on that. The men were overrun that night. They didn't have ammo. They didn't have grenades. They died, every single one of them, to a man. One of them is still to this day missing in action, I believe is how the story went. But that just means he died somewhere else, right? They're all dead. And they got overrun and they died because the ammo, the grenades, it never made it up to the base, never made it up to the outpost. And you know why the ammo never made it up to the outpost? I think it was a sergeant, don't quote me on that, I forget. the man who was responsible to bring them the ammo and the grenades, he was involved in smuggling over there, and he took the load of necessary ammo and grenades, and he sold it for money, didn't make the delivery, made up some lie about his car breaking down, and 10 men, 10 sets of parents, wives, got letters in the mail. The men died that night in a far-off land in the jungles of Vietnam. Now, it was the Viet Cong. It wasn't North Vietnamese. It was the Viet Cong, the guerrilla force. That was who overran it. So let's just think about this really briefly. This is going to come back to politics and the GOP and all this other stuff. Let's think about this. In that story, are the Viet Cong, are they the most evil entity in that story? After all, they were the ones shooting. They had professional sappers. Those are guys who, you know, the infiltration is their thing. But they were the ones throwing grenades. They were the ones shooting. They were the RPGs, you name it, they had it. They were the ones killing those guys on that outpost. Are the Viet Cong in that story the most evil person in that story? I would guess you're saying no, right? So who is? Oh, you mean it's the guy who was supposed to help, was ordered to help, who was actually sent to help, and instead of helping, he screwed them over to help himself. I think you would agree with me that he's the one. If you could have them all lined up, he's the one. You would say, that's the bad guy in this little tale. Wouldn't you agree with me on that? I'm going to play you what Trump said about Ed Martin. Ed Martin was going to be the U.S. Attorney of Washington, D.C., and Trump pulled the nomination. Here he was talking about it.
We have somebody else that will be great. I just want to say Ed is unbelievable, and hopefully we can bring him into, whether it's DOJ or whatever, in some capacity, because really outstanding. To me, it was disappointing, I'll be honest. I have to be straight. I was disappointed. A lot of people were disappointed. But that's the way it works sometimes, you know. That's the way it works. And he wasn't rejected, but we felt it would be hard. And we have somebody else that we'll be announcing over the next 2 days who's going to be great.
Well, he was rejected. I realize Trump has to say that, or feels like he has to say that. He was rejected. He was rejected in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he was rejected, of course, by every Democrat, because Democrats understand the D.C. court system is there. They own it completely, top to bottom. In that court system, they will never go to jail. In that court system, they can charge a Republican with anything, and the Republican will go to jail. They own it. And so the Democrats were going to oppose Ed Martin. But Democrats don't have control of the Senate. The GOP has control of the Senate. Democrats can't stop any Republican nominee. Ed Martin will not be in D.C. draining the swamp because of Republicans. Let's talk about that next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, a magnificent Thursday. So back to what we were talking about. Ed Martin will not be the head U.S. attorney of D.C. Trump officially pulled his nomination today because Ed Martin wasn't going to be confirmed. Ed Martin wasn't going to be confirmed because Tom Tillis of North Carolina on the Senate Judiciary Committee torpedoed the nomination. Ed Martin's not going to be in D.C. draining the swamp because of a Republican senator from North Carolina. Remember that little story I just told you about Vietnam and the guy who sold off the weapons and the whole squad that died? I'm going to read this email now. It's not about Ed Martin or Trump or anything. This one's about James Lankford, the useless low-T senator from Oklahoma. This guy says, Jesse, it's very wrong for you to be attempting to destroy and undermine James Lankford. What you're trying to do to him is just what the woke mob does. You're better than that. How about investing some of your energy and venom on people like Schumer, Schiff, Stacey Abrams, Chris Murphy, and Richard Blumenthal? These people are not just communists, as you claim, but they are subversives, subverting our institutions. Please focus on these scummy, lie-telling idiots, not a true, red-blooded, and loyal American such as James Lankford. I have followed, listened to, and supported Senator Lankford these last 15 years since he first ran for office. Please help us get rid of subversive Dems, not this, here it is, good, godly man. Yeah. Back to my story about Vietnam. Were the Viet Cong the bad guys that night? We already knew we were at war with the Viet Cong. They hated us. We hated them. They were going to kill as many of us as they could, and we were going to kill as many of them as we could. Do you think we should have been sitting around swapping stories about how much we hated the Viet Cong? That was a given. Of course, they were the enemy. Were they the bad guy that night? Were they what doomed that squad to death that night? No. It was the one who was supposed to help. He was put there to help. And in the critical moment where we needed him most, instead of helping, he hurt. I'm going to play something for you, Lankford lover. All you Lankford lovers out there. I want you to listen to this. Joe Biden embarrassed himself. Of course, Jill, we'll get to this in a minute, but Jill dragged poor Joe onto the set of The View today to try to promote herself. But there was the wonderful, wonderful little answer he gave. You who wrote the email and everyone who thinks like this, I want you to lean into the radio. Turn it up and listen.
But do you take any responsibility for not hearing the concerns of voters on the border security or cost of living sooner? And do you take any responsibility for Trump's reelection?
Yes. I do, because look, I was in charge and he won. So, you know, I take responsibility, number one. But number two, you know, you remember, we put together a commission leading with one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate from Oklahoma running it. Mm-hmm. And we came up with a significant means by which we could deal with the border. Yeah. What did Trump do? He got on.
Joe Biden on national television. Speaking lovingly, defending himself, because it's a great talking point to defend himself. After he opened up the border and flooded the country with barbarians for 4 years, he knew that the open border was going to potentially hurt him in the election. So he knew he had to come up with a fake border security bill. Everyone knew it was going to be fake because communists want the border open. They're not going to come up with a real border security bill. They'll lie. They'll pretend it's about border security, but in actuality, it would leave the border open and allow more barbarians into the country. Everyone knew that. You knew it ahead of time. I knew it ahead of time. Everyone knew what they were going to do. And of course, that's exactly what they did. But how do you sell that to people? You can't sell that. Well, what you need is you need somebody to run cover for you. You need a traitor from the other side to join your side to run cover for you. And who do they find? James T. Lankford of Oklahoma. Either A, James Lankford is in actuality an evil communist himself who pretends to be a Republican to get elected in Oklahoma, or B, James Lankford is so naive, stupid, and weak, he shouldn't be allowed to watch over a daycare center, let alone sit as a United States senator. And I don't know which one is which. I don't know. I don't know whether he's secretly evil or just pathetic and weak. But what I do know is during a critical election year, the most important issue to the American people was the fact the barbarians opened up the border. And when the barbarians were trying the hardest they could to get cover for themselves on the issue, one man stepped up to give them that cover on the issue, Low T. Lankford. That's who stepped up to do it. Chris, go get that freaking audio of Lankford. Now that I'm getting ticked off, go get that audio of Lankford defending the destruction of our military base names, of our tradition in this country. Because once again, Naked Ken Doll Lankford, Low T. Lankford, screwed us again. He consistently does this, and yet I get emails like this. A good, godly man. Let me tell you something. Every single person, because it's in the news now with the new pope and the pastors and priests and whatever, let me tell you something. Anybody, anybody, pastor, pope, priest, general, mother, father, daycare worker, teacher, I don't care, radio host, I don't care who they are, anybody on this planet, no matter what uniform they have on, who tells you that it's godly to allow rapists to pour into your country and destroy your women is a liar or a moron or most likely both. Jocelyn Nungary snuck out of her home at 10 p.m. that night, as young kids do. I used to do it all the time. Slip out and took off with my friends. Only Jocelyn, at the age of 12 years old, was grabbed by two barbarians, and for, we think, 2 hours, she was destroyed physically in ways you can't possibly imagine, alone in the dark under a bridge, and it happened to her because Democrats brought barbarians into the country on purpose. And whoever tells you that that's what Jesus wants is a demon and should go screw themselves. I don't care what they think, and don't you ever defend this freaking loser to me again.
Elon Musk, who posted, quote, the long-term goal of the so-called border security bill is enabling illegals to vote. It will do the total opposite of securing the border, unquote. Now, I know that Elon Musk is not an expert on illegal immigration or the border, but he has a huge megaphone.
He does.
Explain what he's talking about here. Is he wrong?
Well, I think he needs to go back to doing the 2 million Teslas that are currently being recalled right now to be able to focus in on that. No, it's not focused on trying to be able to get more illegals to vote. That's absurd in the process on it. It is against the law for anyone that is not a citizen of the United States to be able to vote in the United States in any federal election. That remains so.
It's a different process. It's often just literally what people call an immigration judge is not a typical federal judge or a state judge. So it's a very different process for it. But yes, there is a need to be able to give an opportunity for someone to be able to make an argument before they're removed in the country.
Even conservative Republicans who think that there should be a solution for the DACA kids. Are you working on anything here in the Senate to try to address this problem before the end of the year?
I am. There's a group of us that are meeting quietly to try to see if we can find common ground.
Do you think that whatever you're working on will have to include a path to citizenship for Dreamers?
I do. I've been pretty outspoken on that. For even last September, Senator Tillis and I both put out a proposal to get citizenship for those individuals that are in the DACA program or were eligible for the DACA program, because we've got a group that was in the DACA program, but we've got a group that never signed up, never went through the paperwork for whatever reason they were eligible for it. We'd like those individuals to be able to have access to citizenship as well.
It is interesting. Republicans 4 months ago would not give funding for Ukraine, for Israel, and for our southern border because we demanded changes in policy. So we actually locked arms together and said, we're not going to give you money for this. We want a change in law. And now it's interesting, a few months later, when we're finally getting to the end, they're like, oh, just kidding. I actually don't want a change in law because it's a presidential election year.
And this week we've seen leading voices like General David Petraeus saying it's time to stop having military bases named after Confederate generals like Braxton Bragg. Is it time?
I do, actually. And I think the right way to be able to do this is to be able to have a study, to be able to look at where the name.
Don't you ever tell me to focus on Chuck Schumer or Stacey Abrams. I know those evil demons have declared themselves to be my enemy, and they attack me every day. My main concern is the evil low-T ginger in Oklahoma who continues to subvert us every single... You call them subversives? James Lankford is more subversive than Stacey Abrams ever dreamt of being. Tom Tillis, Lindsey Graham, godly man. Take that and wipe your rear end with it. I'm so freaking steamed with this stuff. You know what? I'll actually bring up Lindsey Graham and more of this crap in just a moment now that I'm ticked off. Before I do that, let's talk about Pure Talk. I'm going to calm down. Pure Talk makes me feel better. Pure Talk, unlike Lankford, cares about Americans. Hires Americans. That's just so blessed to me. I hate calling these companies because you can't ever, not only are people rude, you can't ever get someone who speaks English. AT&T doesn't hire these people. T-Mobile, Verizon, they can't wait to hire foreigners. Pure Talk hires Americans based right here in America. Even at the call center, customer service. No more beep beep. You get to speak with Amber. She's pleasant, has a smile on her face. Switch, save yourself some money. They're on the same network. They're giving out free brand new smartphones right now. Pure Talk is the only patriotic cell phone company in this country. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Got myself a little bit fired up, but it is these subversive, traitorous Republicans who screw us over time and time again. That's what really gets my blood pressure going. We don't get to have Ed Martin as U.S. Attorney of D.C. because Republicans screwed him over. We didn't get thing after thing after thing after thing because Republicans from the reddest states step in when we need them the most and they knife us in the back. Remember in the heart, remember that show I did the other night about the FBI, just kind of a recap on all the evil crap the FBI's done and all the horrible things they were doing underneath Joe Biden? Remember, we couldn't get a unified GOP to stand up against them. And we couldn't get a unified GOP because of senators and House members from the reddest states not only blocked any real reforms that could have taken place with the FBI, defunding and things like that. Our red state senators were out there campaigning with Christopher Wray to increase the budget while they were arresting pro-lifers gleefully.
If the committee decided to, say, increase by $100 million your budget, could you spend it wisely?
I can assure you that any money that this committee thinks
good
sees fit, I promise it'll be good to use.
I believe you. What I want the American people to know is that the budget request for the FBI is below inflation. Do you agree with that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well.
The budget request for the FBI is below inflation.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. After listening to you and everything you say is legitimate concern, you have a lot to do. Do you think the committee should look at increasing your budget?
What we really need are more resources, more than anything
else. Well, count me in for more resources to help you deal with this threat.
You really want me to come on here and yell about Adam Schiff every day? Oh, I know Adam Schiff is my enemy. He's, you know, to his credit, Adam Schiff has declared himself to be my enemy. Lindsey Graham pretends to be my friend. James Lankford pretends to be my ally. John Cornyn, John Thune. I've been really hard on Joe Biden for how mean and divisive and nasty he was as president. Like when he gave that speech calling us all a danger to democracy and things like that. And yes, I still do think that's evil, but I will at least give him credit for this. At least he was honest. At least he was very honest. That's how he sees things. He sees me as the enemy. He sees me as an enemy of the state, as his mortal enemy, and he has declared himself to be my enemy. And I respect it. At least he's honest. It's the ones who claim to be my friend, yet always find a way to knife me when it matters most. Either out of complicity or weakness or stupidity, whatever the reason, those are the ones who I get most angry about. You know, I realize that religion's in the news now, various religions, but these types of people, I mean, you can get mad, and I get mad at the trannies who are out there in the pride parades and crap like that and all the weird degenerate crap they do. And yeah, I don't like it either. Don't like them either. But remember this pastor who lectured Trump and J.D. Vance right after Trump won the election? This freak, in my eyes, way more evil than some tranny in a pride parade.
In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families. Some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals.
The crazy tranny in the Pride Parade? At least I want to give him credit for this. He's declared himself quite openly to be my enemy. Remember that sick group? What was it? The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? But they were doing a bunch of gay dances and stuff like that on a stage, and they did a mock crucifixion of Jesus. And it made you angry, right? It probably offended you. Okay. Well, obviously, I'm not a big fan. I don't love it, but they're very honest about their hatred of me and my belief system. That hag, she pretends to be on my side. She throws on the uniform and then carries communism everywhere. She is much worse than the tranny in the parade, than some dude doing a mock crucifixion of Jesus. Way, way worse. Because you decided to put on my uniform and tried to use that as a way to bring that subversiveness in. Don't ever defend Lindsey Graham to me again. Or Tom Tillis, or James Lankford, or John Cornyn, or Cassidy, or Rounds, or Curtis. There is a cabal of 10 to 15 red state senators who are the reason we can't really stop communism in this country. That's a fact. You know what else is a fact? I make my meat perfectly every time because of my IQ sense from Chef IQ. The wireless cooking thermometer that has made my life so much easier. They have these brand new probes now that can handle 1,000 degrees. The battery lasts forever, 70 hours, up to 70 hours with one charge. So maybe you're thinking, well, that won't work because I make my pulled pork too long or brisket too long. Oh, no, you'll be fine. The IQ sense, you leave the thermometer in. You walk away. Go to the store. Shoot, leave town if you got a day. Your phone will tell you when it's done. Maybe don't leave town. That was probably too extreme. But you understand what I mean. And don't pay full price either, like a chump. We have a huge discount, of course. Chris is involved. Go to chefiq.com and use the code Jesse. That shaves you 15%. Chefiq.com, code Jesse. Let's talk about these illegals. Colombia's president had something to say. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.